Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
WD0BCF listening. WD0BCF listening.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 56 degrees.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an Echolink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WB9CSP testing.
WB9, call sign Kilo Delta Zero, Mike Golf Echo. Got a really good signal here into the Minnetonka repeater.
Yeah, what was that? Give WB9CSP.
WB9, call sign, I didn't get the rest of it, but my call sign is Kilo Delta Zero, Mike Golf Echo. And you are full quiet in here into the Minnetonka repeater, 14545.
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas, and I'm just getting ready for my net here and making sure things are working.
Yeah, Richard, everything is working just fine. You sound great. I think that you'll have no problem at all on the net. Have a good time. This is Kilo Delta Zero, Mike Golf Echo. Name here is Steven in Minnesota on the 14545 Handy Ham repeater.
Roger that, Stephen. Well, I hope you can stick around and check into my net here at 2 p.m. Central. So, good to talk to you, WB9CST.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the invite. I'm definitely listening in, and I'll probably just check in, but I really don't have any traffic or anything, but I'll check in definitely just to give one for the numbers, KD0MGE, and I'll clear up the repeater so the net can get started.
Yeah, I missed the call. Was it KB6IJM?
KB6 November Uniform.
Well, okay, I got it that time. Good afternoon. How are you? My name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon there, Richard. My name here is Dan, Delta Alpha November. And I'm Ann Arbor, Michigan, accessing this. I suppose this is the All-Star Net, right? Via the W8UM repeater.
I'm coming through the Echolink side of it, and my net's called the Everything Net.
Oh, okay. Am I interrupting the net?
No, it starts at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Okay. I got it. Let's kind of see if radio here. I have another radio here. Let's see if I've got my repeater on the other radio. Oh, so anyway, just kind of pulling around here.
Whatever you just did, that made it a lot worse. You were good, and then you did something just then, and you got really noisy. Yeah, the Hazel Park repeater is also connected in here, too, if you're able to get into that from, Ann Arbor. I'm not sure how far that is from you, though, but that one's also connected for my net.
No, I'm nowhere close, and I'm just using an HP here.
Good job. You fixed it. It sounds good now.
Well, I didn't really do anything, so who knows what's going on. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'll continue playing around here. I picked up this HP. I've had this HP for a long time. It's a VCAC, and actually a DMR radio. And I haven't picked it up for a long time, so I got into kind of a funny mode, I think. But anyway, thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it, and talk to you again sometime. I got your call sign. This is CB6NU. I'll be clear.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for stopping in. And, I'll get around to playing with DMR eventually. WB9CSP. Hi, James. WB9CSP. One minute until net, WB9CSP.
November 0 uniformity, hotel monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 56 degrees.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. My name's Richard. This is the Everything Net. This net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time on all the nodes and everything else that you're hearing. And with that, today's question is, are you a fan of contesting, or do you not like contesting on the air? And with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Come now, WB9CSP.
Cheers. AD8FK, that's Alpha Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo, Leonard and Madison Heights, Michigan. Good afternoon, Rich.
This is Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee, John.
Alright, I got Leonard and John, W8TOY and AD8FK. So, go ahead, Leonard. Are you a contesting fan or not? Go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Richard, and everybody is checking in to the. And to John, W-A-T-O-Y. Good, long time no see there, John, T-O-Y. We had breakfast this morning, so I'm chatting a little bit. But, working on the computer here, and so I thought I'd check in with you. Regarding contesting, I have no objections to contesting, although I have not participated outside of just giving out to my call sign on occasion and doing that. I like supporting the POTA and some of us on the air and that kind of stuff, and anybody else is trying to get a few specialty roster going. But I do not participate in collecting a bunch of check-ins myself, at least not as yet. Maybe in the future, when I get other things organized and a computer set up so I can do that, I might try and dabble in a little bit, but I have no strong desire to participate in contesting. Thanks again, Richard. Back to you from ADHFK.
Masturbating!
Yeah, thanks for checking in, Leonard. It's good to hear you. And glad you checked in. Haven't heard you in a while, so good to have you here. What about you, John? W8TOY, WB9CSP. Do you do contesting at all?
My answer is kind of a lot like Len's, actually. I don't particularly contest myself, except on field day. And then they don't want to count field day as contesting. They don't like to say it's contesting, although you get points for everything, but it's not contesting. I haven't figured that one out yet. And when I have a chance, I've responded to Parks on the Air CQs to give various people a Michigan contact, or at least a local contact. But I've not done Parks on the Air myself out in the field. So, like Leonard, you know, I just think it's a great part of amateur radio. You know, there's so many different segments of amateur radio that, you know, everybody can find in what they like. So, you know, while I don't particularly participate in it myself, I definitely support it. I think it's a great idea. Back to Net Control.
Good job, John. I like that answer. And thanks for stopping in. You must not be at home, I can tell, because you're on Echolink, by the way. So, good to hear you, though, nonetheless. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Yeah, this is WB3DX, checking in.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
Kilo 7, Golf, November Delta, K7GND.
All right, I've got James, WB2EVX, K6VP, which I forgot your name, I'm sorry, and Larry, I want to say I got that right, K7GND. So go ahead, James. You don't seem like much of a contesting person, but I'll ask anyway. Do you like doing the ham radio contest or not? Go ahead.
Okay. No, it's true. I'm not into contesting. I really don't have much equipment. I work out of an apartment house complex, so you're kind of restricted to digital modes right now. I do have a recommendation. If someone is interested in contesting, don't go into it half-heartedly. I know someone that decided, I'm going to do a POTA. And you don't do a POTA half-heartedly. You check into things. You see what other people are doing before you go into the operation, and don't get a false idea of it. You got to do a lot of work behind that stuff, and especially what are you setting up? The person I'm talking about only got 5 contacts. He couldn't even apply, get his minimal 10 to get authorized here, whatever the terminology is. So you got to do some background information and don't expect it to just happen. That's my recommendation. You know, it's not being a contester, but you still got to do some background, get some background knowledge under your belt. Don't go into it haphazardly. Otherwise, it's not going to produce anything. Back over to Net Control. This is WB2EVX.
Yeah, that's true. I'm kind of like, you know, trying to send PSK31 a RIDI or slow scan television. You know, if you only do it half correct. It's not going to work out too well, but it'll work, just not great. K6VP, Daniel, what about you? Do you like doing contesting?
No, that wasn't me, by the way. No, not much of a contester here. I also live in an apartment complex, so I only do VHF and UHF. I have a Comet GP1 disguised on my balcony. I think I've talked about, the farthest I've talked is probably about 120 miles away on that thing. I did talk to the Parachute Mobile from Pacificon. Last Saturday, a couple of people jumping out of perfectly good airplanes and talking on their radios on the way down. By the way, does this thing sound any better than it did last week, K6VP?
It sounds good to me. There's no hum on it. When you started, there was for a minute, but not anymore. There's not.
Okay, well, I'm still trying to work on that. This is a Sherry node, and they're notorious for picking up hum. I've done just about everything I can do to keep it from happening, but it still happens, so. Oh, well. K6CP.
Yeah, like I said, it was, when you started talking, it was there at the very first transmission, but the past couple you've made, it's gone, so I don't hear it anymore.
Раз, два, три, проверка связи, ДЧБ-3, знак БВ.
Well, that may have been it right there. Maybe somebody was doubling with me from Echolink. All right, well, I just made a few modifications to it, so I'll let the net get back to the net, K6CP.
All right, Daniel. Good to hear you, and thanks for stopping in. I'll pick up Larry next, and then we'll take some more check-ins. So let's see. K7 Ground, GNB. What about you? Do you do contesting, and how's the weather out there this afternoon? Go ahead.
This is K6.fm, or?
Бутри знак ЦЦ. Лёш, слушай, 2 минуты. Мне сейчас с мамой тут один вопросик надо решить важный очень. Я тебе сейчас перезвоню буквально, ладно?
Okay, we're just gonna mute that and keep going on. Go ahead, Larry, K7GND.
Let me try again. Okay, there I am, Richard. Sorry about that. Sorry about the delay. Well, technical difficulties here, but good afternoon. Sorry I missed the last couple of weeks. But, well, it's good here on the Oregon coast. It's 57 degrees. I got a rainy day here. About half inch rain since midnight, not a lot, but getting us all wet. So, no, I'm not a contester or DX chaser. Chaser used to be years ago, many years ago. Used to enjoy that, but now I just enjoy getting on, and I do get on HF most every day, but I would rather just have right here and make contacts, meet new people. So that's the story on that, Richard. So back to the control, K7GND.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always good to do that, and Ustria, you know. And Vashiba. Those are the only words I know in Russian. So if you're speaking Russian, I have no idea what you're saying. Not you, G&E, the other person. So, yeah, anyway. I think they're still doing the weather stuff on Skygate. So as long as I'm not interfering with them, I should be good. But anyway, moving on. Anybody else wishing to check in? I'm at the bottom of the list. Come now, WB9CSP. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CSP. Well, I guess today's going to be a small list. I have a couple of reasons I could probably guess why. One, the contest, which, again, I care nothing about. And two, probably because the weather is still nice for most people. So we'll go back up to John and just take the announcements early, and I'll probably close early if not too many people check in. But we'll keep going. So, W8TOY, go ahead with the Sunday evening net you guys do.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, some days, you know, nets are longer than other days, so it's no big deal. Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club has their weekly Sunday night net at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Eastern Time, 9 p.m. And for EchoLink, you want to use W8HP-R. And everyone is invited. You don't have to be a club member or anything like that. Everyone is invited to check into the net on Sunday nights. So with that, I will send it back to Net Control and 73, everyone.
Yeah. Maybe somebody can answer the question. I'm going to make an open question, and I guess anyone can answer it. So you don't have to call Net Control. You can just say your call and answer. So the question I'm about to ask is, if I was to run the net and basically do it like this, this is Whiskey Dabber 9, Charlie Sierra Papa in the Everything Net, looking for more check-ins. Check-ins, come now. Whiskey Dabber 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. You see how fast I'm going? So my question is, when you get on these contests, right, and you go CQ Poda, CQ Poda, Whiskey Dabber 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, CQ Poda, CQ Poda, what's the point of going a million miles an hour and saying CQ Poda a million miles an hour?
There may not be a real purpose to it other than the fact that when you say something over and over again, you just naturally tend to speed up a little bit. And some people just talk fast all the time when they're doing something that's of a repeating nature. Not a good habit, but some people do. W8TOY.
W8TOY.
Yeah, go ahead, W8TOY.
Thank you, Rich. I'd like to continue on with the announcements. We do have we refer to it like a pre-net roundtable on Sunday nights with the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club Sunday night 2-meter net. At 8 o'clock, we have started to help new people, new hams, and those that want to check out their stations and maybe practice with EchoLink or for various things, and some that cannot stay around for the 9 o'clock net. We've had good response, and it's a more relaxed roundtable type venue, and we invite anybody to check in, even with EchoLink, because a lot of the new people, it gets by. And it was exciting for me when I was just getting started on here to be able to hear and talk with people all over the country, around the world, you know, EchoLink come in, that just blew me away. So if you're so inclined, we invite you to join us on the roundtable at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Richard, from AD8FK.
Yeah, thanks for that, Leonard. I'm glad you gave me that announcement. I keep forgetting about the pre-net. So thanks for stopping in. But yeah, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Kilo Bravo 0, Tango November Victor, Jack Short Time.
Yeah, go ahead with the short time there, Jeff. KB0TNV, WB9CSP.
Okay. I'm about to say that I'm on the right side of the grass. Yeah, I hope everybody's enjoying the nice weather. Some good weather here in St. Louis. I'll go back to that, KB0TNV.
Yeah, roger that, Jeff. You don't seem like you do contesting too much, but I'll ask anyway. Are you a fan of doing contesting, or it's not really your thing? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not really my thing. It's
easier to me. Yeah, thanks for stopping in there, Jeff. And it's good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Not sure if that's like a hiccup or something coming through the Skygate conference, but it keeps doing that, so oh well. Anybody else wishing to check in? Anybody, anywhere, any mode, come now, WB9CSP.
KE8PUD, mobile.
KE8PUD, mobile, I think I got that right. Good afternoon, how are you? What's your name, location, and do you like doing contesting on the radio? Go ahead.
Yeah, that is Kilo Echo 8. Name is Mike. I am currently in Southwest Ann Arbor, and I have never done contesting. Haven't tried it. Not sure it's my thing, but I haven't tried it, and so I won't say it definitely is not my thing. Over.
Yeah, it's good to make your acquaintance, and thanks for stopping in. Yeah, like I said, I'm not much of a contesting person myself. I just can't get into the, you know, the fast talking, always giving someone a 5-9, even if they're not, type deal. So, yeah. But thanks for stopping in. I think this is the first time I've heard you, so come back again on 2 p.m. Central Time if you're around. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. All right, I guess I'll take some more announcements. I know there's a lot of stuff connected here, so anybody have any announcements they'd like to make, come now, WB9CSP. Anybody have any announcements they'd like to make? Come now, WB9CSP. Well, I guess no more announcements. That's all right. So I guess we'll go back to trying to get some more people to check in. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. All right, I guess not right now. So, that brings me to the next part that I like doing. Anybody have any questions they want to bring up for the net? Just see if they can get an answer for. It can be any topic. So anybody have a question they'd like to try and get an answer for, come now, WB9CST.
AD8FK.
Yeah, go ahead, Leonard. AD8FK, WB9CST.
Well, thank you, Richard. I have a, I'm sort of curious and have a question. And let me explain. On Friday nights here at 7 o'clock, we have what's called the Wayne County Repeater Crawl. Yeah, the Wayne County is where Detroit is located, but we have a number of repeaters around the area, and we have a several groups that do emergency preparations and so forth. And KD8ZSK, his name is Keith, and he heads it up. He's really involved in emergency preparations and so forth. And I would like to know if there's another repeater crawl in other areas. Anybody listening that knows of one besides the one here in Michigan at Wayne County, if they start up in Texas or some other area. Have you heard of it? If you want to know more about it, I can give a website to give you an illustration or example of it. Back to you, Richard, from AD8FK, Leonard.
Yeah, all right. So, and what did you say that was, the repeater crawl?
That's what we call it, repeater crawl, Wayne County repeater crawl. And what we do, we check in on a certain repeater that we have, and that covers everybody. And then we go to different stops that have different repeaters, and we include one simplex frequency as well. And then we wrap it up with a summation or evaluation or report of how it went, and get the different comments. So it's called a repeater crawl, where we just take the different stops and go through a roster, and everybody reports on how they received that repeater with the modulation and the signal strength. And we understand that it is repeaters, not the directly from the station. But we're actually doing an evaluation of the repeater itself. And several repeater owners have benefited from that and been grateful for the evaluation. So with that, back to you, Rich.
All right. So let's open that question up. Starting with James, KB2EVX, have you heard of a repeater crawl? And if you have, do you have any input on it or want to ask any questions to Leonard there? Go ahead.
This is WB2EVX. No, I've never heard of that, but I really had known nothing about it. It sounds more of, I don't know what you want to call it, technical aspect of the repeater. But maybe I got it wrong. I don't know. But never heard of the name. Never heard of that name, the repeater crawl. Back over to you, Richard. It's WB2VX.
Yeah, all right. Maybe you can get some more info from him, and he might be able to explain it. What about you, Daniel? Have you heard of a repeater crawl? Do they do that stuff out in California? K6VP, WB9CST.
No, I haven't really heard of anything like that here either. WB9CSP K6CP.
Hmm. Seems like Leonard might have something he can teach people. What about you, Larry? K7GND, have you heard of that? Hmm, I guess Larry stepped away for a minute. Jeff a short time, and the other station, I don't know if they're still there, so, yeah. Anybody have any questions that they would like to learn about Leonard's topic there of repeater crawling? Come now, WB9CST.
Comet?
Yeah, go ahead, Comet.
We have a pencil handy and a pen and paper, and we'd like to make a note of this website. It would help explain a lot of things. The website is T-I-N-Y, that's tiny, URL, one phrase there, tinyurl.com/repeatercrawl, one word. And it'll come up with a spreadsheet, and if you explore that spreadsheet, you'll find frequencies and repeaters across the top, and down at the bottom will be dates. If you look down there, it'll say announcements, all, and then it'll have dates starting with a year, like 2024, 1026 or something like that. And you come up with the future frequencies and also the past ones. You can look back there and see how the repeaters have performed in the past. You learn about your radio and you learn about each repeater. We have about 45 repeaters in this area that that we rotate through. So it functions very well. I hope that makes sense, and I hope it's of interest to someone, and happy to share about it. I know that WATOY, he's participated in it. I don't know if he's still available now or not, but you might get his ideas or opinion, and he has participated. So thank you, Rich, from ADHFK.
Yeah, thanks, Leonard. I was going to save John for last, since he's close and he already probably knows about it. So, John, do you have anything to add to what Leonard said, W8TOI, WB9CSP?
Actually, I'm in the middle of Peckle buying catchflies right now, but I'll stay on the net. Don't really have a lot to add. It's fun. I used to do it. I haven't done it recently. But you know, you get to know a lot of different people, for one thing, and you really get to see what repeaters you can hit at a good signal strength, and a lot of times you'll find repeaters you didn't know about that could be of interest to you. So that's what I'll have to really add. It's just a fun way of, just a fun get-together on Friday nights. There you go, TOI.
Yeah, and just to recap, in case anyone missed that website, tinyurl.com/repeatercrawl. So if anyone wants that, my email's good on QSN. I'm sure Leonard's got an email. But, yeah, I'd be happy to give that out. So, with that, anybody else have any questions? If not, we'll take some more check-ins, WB9CSP.
WDICSP, KA8WII.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Alpha India Zulu. Something before I actually in Chuckid, Florida.
Yeah, I've got two there. KA8WII and WB4AIZ, Chuck. So we'll go up to WII first, and I'll get to you next, Chuck. So the question originally is, do you do contesting on the radio or not? So go ahead, KA8WII, WB9CST.
WB9CST, KA8WII. No, I don't contest. I used to, but I don't have any low band gear currently, just the HP. So, no contest.
Good job. Yeah, it can be a pain sometimes. Yeah, I get that. Thanks for stopping in. And with that, we'll move to Chuck, WB4AIZ. What about you? Do you do any contesting? Go ahead.
WB4AIZ, negative. I'm in an assisted living facility. With all I have is a EchoLink connection, and of course the only thing I tell people is a joke. I'm working toward my work all EchoLink hi. So no, I don't I don't contest. By the way, is this the OARA conference? I'm sure. I don't think I've been on this one before. Before AIZ.
Yeah, there's, let's see, how many do I have? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different conference servers, and I have them for various different things, some for All-Star, some for ILP, some for EchoLink. So, yeah, I've had that one. I've gotten permission with it for a while now. So that's usually where I tell people to come in at for just EchoLink connections. But, yeah. So, before I let you go, Chuck, how's the weather down there? Hopefully it's not hurricane stuff.
Oh, WB4AIZ. Well, it's nice and sunny. We're out of the rainy season. And ended first part of October. We're got cold fronts coming through, and they're steering the storms to the right, away from us, or whichever direction the gradient between a high pressure and low pressure is. It was kind of cool. Well, nice this morning. Nice and, well, I wouldn't say cool, but the humidity was lower. I didn't see the dew point. So, no, we got rid of Helene and Uncle Milty and my girlfriend, KI4RV, is in a temporary assisted living. She's her house got flooded down here. She's not too far from me, near St. Petersburg, Florida. And she's just going to, you know, while she's out of her house, having it worked on, she's in the assisted living. WB4AIZ.
Well, that sucks to hear. I hope she gets a new place and doesn't have to stay in assisted living for long. But thanks for checking in, Chuck. And, yeah, to anybody just stopping in, this is the Everything Net. I am Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, where you are connected at now. Yeah, and with that, I think I'll call for another round or two of check-ins, and if not, we'll start the 7-3 round. So anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet Lima.
Kilo Charlie 1, Kilo Charlie Bravo, Juliet Lima.
All right, I got two there. November 8, Whiskey Juliet Lima, and Kilo Charlie 1, Tango India Bravo, Jim. So, NAWJL, been a while since I've heard you. Recognize the voice, can't remember the name, but how have you been, my friend? How's the weather up there? And today's question is, do you do contesting on the radio? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, let's see what the weather is. Alexa, what's the Detroit weather? Ooh, 55 and a low 36 degrees. That's getting, oh man, pretty soon we're going to really be sort of hibernating like the bear. But your question was, do I contest? No, I don't. I like to get around and, you know, all the different bands, but not for contesting. Back to you, NAWJ.
Yeah, roger that, Joe. Good to hear you. I had to look up to make sure I had the right name. I thought you were John, like John number 4. You guys have a lot of Johns over there, I've noticed. But good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by. I always like to hear you when you come around. Let's go up to Jim in Maine. I don't hear too many of you guys check into my net, so it's always nice to hear when Maine checks in. How's the weather up in Maine? Do you do any contesting, Jim? KC1TIB, WB9CSP.
The weather's not too bad today. It's 50. It's still in the afternoon, but it's very, very windy out. Hopefully it'll not be less than the leaves up. It's pretty fair enough. It doesn't seem to be easy to do. Most of us in Maine have electricity. You know, we live in the woods, but it can happen. We go. No, I don't do any contesting.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in, Jim. It's good to hear you. And like I said, thanks for giving me a check-in from Maine. I don't hear you guys too much, but it's always nice when I do. All right, one more call for check-ins, and I'll start the 7-3 round. But don't worry, I'll come back and get check-ins before I close. So anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
It is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor, Brad, in Ferndale, Michigan.
Alright, I got KE8WNZ Brad. Anybody else?
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra Mobile.
Yeah. Alright, we'll pick up the mobile first, and he's noisy. So, Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra. Good afternoon. Welcome to the net. Don't think I've heard you before. Today's question is, do you do contesting on the radio? Go ahead.
I spent, I guess, about 5 hours on the QWW contest. Got some, I think, 4 new countries and racked up some points, gave some points away. And I like you, and I don't have a whole lot of experience at it. And if you're wondering, the weather here in the winter is both the same as in Detroit, because we're just a couple miles south of Whiskey 8. We just laughing, over.
Yeah, roger that, Tim. Thanks for stopping in. Yeah. I would think I'd get more Canadian check-ins, considering Windsor isn't that small. And you guys can get it, I'm guessing you guys can get into the repeater fairly easily. But, yeah, I get a Canadian check-in every now and again off this repeater, but not too much.
Okay, you never know when I'll pop up on any one of the repeaters in Southeast Virginia. Back to
the
control,
CD3
TCS Mobile. 73, everybody, take care.
Roger that, Tim. Thanks for checking in. And over to you, Brad. KE8WNV, WB9CSP. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for running the net, and good afternoon to everyone on the net. I have not done any contesting really yet. Something I wouldn't mind learning a little bit more about in the future, but as far as right now, I have not done any contesting. And I hope everyone is having a good weekend here, and we'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor.
Roger that. Thank you, Brad, for checking in. And, yeah, like I said, you know, I just can't get into it. The million miles an hour and the signal reports that aren't really true, you know, all that stuff. Besides, I like to take my time, you know, so that way people can hear me. But, all right, so let's start the 7-3 round. Like I said, I'll take late check-ins before I close down, so don't worry. I'll come back for some last-minute folks. All the way up to the top, ADAFK. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, Leonard. Well, I guess Leonard already left. That's all right. John, go ahead if you're still there. W8TOY, WB9CSP. All right, I guess John got busy. Let's see, is James still connected? Let's see. Yeah, there he is. Go ahead, James, WB2EVX, WB9CSP.
Okay, real good. WB9CSP, net control, WB2EVX. Yeah, I have a comment. I think where the problem is, it's a matter of unrestricted adrenaline flow. You've got to get into the moment. I'm not into the moment like that. You know, I can't channel my adrenaline. I like laid back most of the time. I think you're like that, Richard, also. You're not gung-ho, whatever you want to call it, unrestricted adrenaline, something about it. You got to be in that kind of mental framework, if you can call it that. So to really get into the contest and stuff, you know, got to have it now. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling type of scenario, you know. Well, I like laid back. WB9CFT is WB2VX. Go ahead.
Wow.
Yep. But that's why this is called the Everything Net, and I like that. So, yeah. But, hey, you know, I agree with him, to the person who just said that. You guys stop, you know, going million miles an hour. CQ-POTA, CQ-POTA, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, CQ-POTA, CQ-POTA. And then 5-9, you know. Oh, you're 5-9. You're 5-9 also. CQ-POTA, CQ-POTA. It's just like an endless cycle of 5-9s and CQs. So, yeah, that's kind of why I brought up the topic. But, yeah, anyway, let's see. Daniel, go ahead up to 7-3 round, K6VP, WB9CSP.
Wow. Well, nothing really to add here, other than I think I heard some contesting going on 10 meters earlier. K6VP.
Good job, Daniel. Good to hear you, and thanks for checking in. K7GND, go ahead, Barry, WB9CSP. Well, I guess Larry checked out early. That's all right. Let's see. Jeff was short time. K-E-8-P-U-D, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there. All right, no P-U-D. Let's see. K-A-8-W-I-I, W-B-9-C-S-P, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, okay, WII here. Good job on the map. I'm checked in late. Good to hear everybody. Everybody has a good weekend. Okay, WII will be clear and listening.
Roger that. Thanks for stopping in. And good to hear you. Chuck, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. WB4AZI, WB9CSP. Well, I guess Chuck was a one and done. All right. Let me mark that down. All right. There we go. Joe. Go ahead if you're still there at the 7-3 round. N8WJL, WB9CSP.
And thanks for letting me in. And, we have to do it again. So 7-3, this is November 8th, Whiskey, Julia, Lima.
Yeah, roger that, Joe. Thanks for stopping in and checking in with me. Back. There we go. Anyway, where am I? KC1TIB, WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, Jim. Well, I guess Jim was the one and done. Brad, KE8WNZ, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
All right, well, 7-3 is everyone on the net, and thanks for letting me check in. You have a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. KE8WNB.
WATOY with a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, before Brad leaves, ask him about his DMRNet on Saturday at 7:30 Eastern Time.
Oh, what's this net John tells me about, Brad? Do you have a net you do? Go ahead, tell me about it.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Yes, I run a net Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a trivia net, round robin style, and it's different topics ranging from I've done ham radio and pop culture stuff to famous celebrities that are hams, to random stuff that has nothing to do with ham radio. So all kinds of trivia questions. I'm trying to find a set for tonight for Halloween and spooky season. Last week was haunted places in Michigan. Since most participants are from Michigan, that's where most of our stuff is centered on some of the questions for the more specialty stuff. But, yep, Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. on TGIF Talk Group 31268, the DMR TechNet. Backorder Net Control, this is KE8WNV.
Yeah, roger that, Brad. Thanks for the info. And I'll have to try and come in tonight. That might conflict with another net, but I should be able to stop in. Well, wait, you said 7:30, so that'll be 6:30. So, yeah, I should be able to make it, or at least stop by and say hello. Let's see, last but not least, before I call for a late check, is if he's still there, VE3TCS. Tim, go ahead at the 7:30 round.
Yeah, I'm still here for another, about 2 minutes, hanging out for the 7:30 round here. There were good openings on 10 and 15 to Europe earlier today for the contest. Anyhow, 7:30, everybody, take care. 83 TCS Mobile, QRTO.
Yeah, roger that, Tim. Thanks for stopping in. And that brings me to the bottom of the 7-3 list. So before I close up here, anybody else anywhere wishing to check in? Late checks come now, WB9CST. Well, I got a key up, but I didn't get it in the audio. If you want to try again, WB9CSP. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in before I close the net? Come now, WB9CSP. Alright, in 4Q am I. Joey, I got you. Anybody else wishing to check in? Alright, I'll make you the final one there then, Joey, and you'll be number 14 to make the list. So, do you do contesting, and how's the weather there today in Memphis, Tennessee? Go ahead.
Contest, and I usually always live myself out going on, maybe contest, and everything. It's been a long time since I have participated in one. Also, the weather here, well, it's starting to rain now, but I'm on my way out to a job. It's just a real light rain. I won't be outside anyway, but it's kind of cool today, but some people tend to wear a jacket or a sweater or something, but some tend to buy t-shirts.
Good job, Joey. You were staticky, and I was still able to understand you, like it should be. But, alright, well, Joey makes the last one. Let me stop the net logger here. Thanks to everybody who checked in today. The website is not up to date. There is a website, though. It's wbnine.com. And you can find all the information on there about this net. With that, I will turn everything back to normal amateur use. And thank you, everybody who participated. WB9CST.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 36 degrees.